Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
...50 tents, all in the mall of Washington, D.C., worshiping God 24 hours a day. Well, that's exactly what's going to be taking place. It's called the Awakening of the Dawn, October the 6th to the 9th. Check it out.
My name is Mike Bickle. I'm the leader of the International House of Prayer right here in Kansas City. And David Bradshaw is with me. And the Lord has given him this mandate for our nation of gathering people from all over America. We're talking 50 tents, mm-hmm. a tent for each state. Mm-hmm. On the National Mall in Washington, D.C., coming this October for 3 days, 24/7 worship for every single state for 3 days. It's a most remarkable vision. And the story that you just told me of how the Lord confirmed this is remarkable. And at the end of this 3 days, then we have our beloved Lou Engel. He's having a call. So the fourth day is Lou Engel. And he's focusing on calling the women of America to stand before mm-hmm. the Lord in a Deborah-type fashion. And you could talk a little bit about that, but there's going to be a lot of information about that as well. So, David, tell us what's on your heart about this. I mean, I know, but I would like all the House of Prayer, all the praying church people, everyone that loves Jesus and cares about America to cry out and gather together. So yeah. Tell us a little bit
about this. This is literally unprecedented. I mean, nothing like this has happened on the National Mall like this.
Because 50 tents, each going 24 hours with worship.
Yes.
For and 50 states.
Every state has a tent. And the difference between this gathering and many others is that we're inviting you to come and take your spot in the gathering.
So everybody
to help
from,
lead it.
Everybody from Kansas goes to the Kansas tent.
Yeah.
California, the California tent.
And you bring your worship team. You bring your djembes, your guitars, and throw in. Can you imagine?
Wait, each state has a national coordinator.
Right.
And you got all this on your website, I'm mm-hmm. assuming, yep. how they can mm-hmm. connect with a national coordinator.
Right.
So if you want to go and bring your worship team, bring your singers, musicians, but more than that, bring your friends to come for that 3 day period, but don't forget the fourth day, the call on the National Mall with Lou Engel. I'm expecting a couple hundred thousand ladies possibly showing up mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah. So we want to invite you to come and be part of leading this gathering. It's a procession. We're bringing the presence of God into the center of our national life.
And they're
life.
Leading by leading in their tent for their state.
Your worship team can take a spot in these tents.
Because you're going 24/7 for 3 days, so yeah. we need everybody.
Exactly. Can you imagine what it will be like in Washington, D.C. with 50-plus prayer meetings covering the National Mall, and then we're going to preach the gospel to everything that breathes.
And then have a big meeting at the beginning and a big meeting at the end, and then Lou Engel's call after that.
Yeah, this is a procession.
And Lou has quite a story from the Lord, yeah. and he's got this anointing for national assignments. I mean, when Lou calls these things, people respond because the Lord's on it.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing a lot about the call. Now, this is October 6 to 9.
October 6 to 9,
and then the Lou's call is October 10.
October 9 is Lou's call.
Oh, yeah. October 9. 6 to 9 is the tents, and the call is on the 9th as well.
Yep. And it's the Feast of Tabernacles. It's the 20-year anniversary of Promise Keepers. God's just moving around this.
And you even got a special tent 24/7 for Israel.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I want to encourage you to get the word out. We're going to give you the info about the website. Get the word out so folks can be a part of this and bring their worship teams.
Yeah.
This is the chance for them to be on the worship team. You know, here in IHOP, they won't let me be on the worship team. They say I don't sing or dance good enough. But I could make it, couldn't I?
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, give me the information.
You can pray.
Okay,
in all the time.
Okay, I can't even make it there. Go ahead.
So go to awakenthedawn.org. You can get on there. If you have a worship team, you can sign up. If you want to volunteer, you can sign up. If you just want to register to come, you can sign up. But this is
all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. This is for everyone. Right now we have states bringing thousands of people to this thing. This is going to be a procession to bring the presence of God into our national life.
Give me the website again.
Awakenthedawn.org.
Awakenthedawn.org.
That's it. So go on there and sign up, and
bless
we will
you.
See you there.
Bless you.
So you're looking, it's an awesome event, 50 tents, 50 states, and guess what? It makes me think about, well, it's a 20-year anniversary of Promise Keepers coming up, and it's called Stand in the Gap, and it just happened to be myself and a couple of us that are on VFN TV. We were there. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at it right now. Over a million men came from all over the nation, and we came there to be able to worship God, to repent for our sin and the sin of the nation. It was just a powerful, powerful thing. I think it's been the largest gathering of men in the history of the world, our history of America in regards to gathering for God in the Washington Mall. It was a beautiful thing. I don't know if you can see me, like one of those dots in there, I don't know. But it's 20-year anniversary of that. And you're looking at, I think about the Tent of David Ministries that's been going on 24/7. It's one tent, worshiping 24 hours a day. And I believe that was the seedbed. All these things are seedbeds for what we're seeing take place. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at the Tent of David.
Yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're going to strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry just praise for 40 days.
It's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praised before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7.
It's unheard of.
Being a part of David's tent has been a real privilege.
David's tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
It's the presence by the palace in the capital city.
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast worship.
As we were worshiping, you would just see the helicopter fly in, pick up President Obama, fly out, or flew directly over the tent, and it got pretty loud.
It's not really something that can be easily explained. That just kind of blows all the circuits in your brain. But it's a really good feeling.
And the foolishness of lavishing our affection on Jesus, it's going to change the world.
You know, David's tent, the story starts in the prayer closet, but second to that, it actually starts right here, the Faith in Action building. And I met with Reverend Mahoney, actually right here in this living room. We had joked about the White House ellipse.
Jason came up to me and I heard a request I've never heard before. And that was, can you get a permit for 40 days and nights of continuous praise and worship? It's unheard of. Everything's gone. Lincoln Memorial, gone. The Mall, gone. McPherson Square, gone.
Gone. Gone. Gone.
So God had one place that he chose all the tribes to come together to worship him and where he would dwell. David, he's the guy. King David, generations later, that finally X marks the spot. He conquers the land from the Jebusites, which is now known as Jerusalem, sets up his palace there, and he brings the Ark of the Presence of the Lord into Jerusalem, where God desires to dwell. Puts the Ark underneath a tent right beside his palace. And finally, it's like in the heart of God, you can just sense this, oh, I'm home. I'm central. This is where I desired to dwell the whole time. And then David goes one step further and he hires over 4,000 musicians, singers, and worshipers to specifically minister to the Lord in song, day and night, continuously, 24/7, for the rest of the 33-year length of his reign in Jerusalem.
You name any place that the National Park Service had, it was gone. And then suddenly out of the back room, Reverend Mahoney, the ellipse is open. And I mean, are you kidding? Like, it's never open. You can never do anything there. And that actually is connected to White House property. People apply for the permits a year ahead of time. And this was several months before the election.
So exciting. You think about that. The Tent of David went on for a while prior to this current administration, as you heard, during the time of former President Obama. And they set the groundwork for what's taking place with the awakening, the dawn. And I think about the prophetic word, too, that came out of Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner talking about the army of the dawn and things are rising up. I mean, this is an exciting day.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.